So there's a very important sugya that we're up to, again, just to put into context where we're holding. We've been dealing the past few weeks with the main sugya of Hatpasa, a very sadistic sugya from Maseches Nedarim, that the Gemara wanted to know whether or not if a person approaches an item after Zrikas Damim, do you say that right now, since the item is mutter, so there's no, the neder doesn't take effect, because it's like walking up to a piece of meat in kosher food showcase over here, and there's nothing that's being transferred? Or do you say that no, since this has a history, Since originally this had kedusha, so mevela mi kara kamatra. So that's the Gemara is going back and forth. Shakavataria. That's what we spent the last 2 weeks discussing, different aspects of the Shakavataria on Daf Yud-Beis. Fine. So then the Gemara has a raya like this, a very, very, very important Gemara on many levels. Amar Avin, Toshma, kechalos Aaron ukutrumaso mutter. The Gemara says that if I am matvis on chalas aron or truma, so there is not, the neder doesn't take effect. Now, the Gemara says, the implication is truma's lach mitayda, but if it's a different type of truma, it's truma of lach mitayda, which the Gemara here, one of the main sugyas of truma's lach mitayda, that you have to give a truma from the 40 loaves of bread that you're bringing with the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda is eaten with people, and then also has bread to go along with it. Mamash Agantza Suda, that has then and different types of bread that the Torah and Parshas Tzav tells us about, and then there has to be a truma that's given to it. So the Gemara says, so ha ketrumas lach mitoda lach mitzrichas damim hi. So the Gemara says, so what? So implication that when it comes to trumas lach mitoda, right, so that la'achar zrikas damim, and therefore what? So what's the raya? So the Ran writes over here, ha'chumas lach mitoda la'achar zrikas damim, the cave and top Ran, the cave and the lach mitoda lo shara ba'achila ad la'achar zrika, lama yitrimu osan, kodim l'chein, right? Ugumidiktoni osir shmanim, you know, to be karakamatis. And the Gemara is saying that over there, if the implication is by chalas truma and aron, that it doesn't work, the neder. But by other type of truma, it does, because it wasn't included in truma, son of Aaron. So then you see that it's ki bi karo kamatvis, that even though this item is mutter to eat right now, but the hashta, but we look at the origin of this item, and therefore it's a raya bi karo kamatvis. And the Gemara is matcha, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a different case, we're not trying to imply that, and don't learn like that. Interesting, just an aside, I'm not going to talk about this right now, but the Mefarish learns the exact opposite of the Ran in this Gemara, but it's not for now right now. I want to focus on just on the Yisod of the Gemara. So why is it that the Gemara assumes that when you're matvis an item, keneged chalas aron, and keneged truma, that is not considered a hatfasa, and it's mechusar in a davar another. So the Rishonim take issue on this, and there is a very fundamental sugya that's going on here in the Darim Adaf Yud-Beis, in terms of davar another, and in terms of many different sugyas and shas that come out of this. So the reason why all the Rishonim, just to highlight, why are all the Rishonim bothered by this example of truma and chalas aron? Is because this really is a classic neder. This really is something that you're really endowing this item with kedusha, very similar to a karbon, and this really should lend itself to hatfasa. And yet, the Gemara assumes that it's not the case. So that's what's bothering all of the Rishonim. Why? What's lacking in this sugya that chalas aron and truma, that now is not going to be a classic davar another? And from this, from the Rishonim's approach to this question, we're going to learn a lot more about Nedarim and about Hatpasa. So let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Tashma, the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Kechalas Arna Kechumasan, Truma Gdola or Truma Smeiser, any type of Truma, whether it's the Kohen's Truma or the Levi's Truma, the Hainu Dabara Aser, it's a Dabara Aser, but the Kamar Chumasan, the Chaldika Truma, the Imatus Muhabe Aser, I'm sorry.
That's Rashi.
No, I'm sorry, I was reading the Rashi, okay? Yeah, classic Nadar mistake. Okay, good. Kechalas Arna Kechumasan, the Afal Gav Divikriyas Shein Mitzri, Kevin She'ena Asa Lakol Dabra Asa Mikri Below Dabra Another. So the Ran, this is not the first time the Ran is introducing this to us. The Ran already at the beginning of the Sugya, when he analyzed, you remember the Gemara when it raised its Shaila about a Shlomim, La'achar Zrukas that Rabbi said, whenever a Sugya in Kodshim comes up, it's Geshmak, because it really is now a Pesach to opening to all of these parshios that we never have a shaychus to, that we never really learn. So this is lachmi toida and toida, and you know it's an unbelievable opportunity. So when it came to chazav v'shok, and when it came to karbon la'achar zrika, that the Gemara assumed originally that if it's b'dahashta kamatvis, if the hatfasa is not taking into the origin, so then there's not going to be any kedusha. So ask the Ran, why is that the case? There's the chazav v'shok. That is aser lazarim, that non-Kohanim can't eat, right? Why isn't that also considered something that could be matzvah kedusha, even b'dahashta? Asked the Ran. So the Ran says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because it's only aser lazarim. So therefore what? The Ran doesn't really tell you the whole story over here. So the Ran explained a little bit more before. So since it's only aser lazarim, so therefore, what? It's not going to be a davar another. Why? Why? Because it's a raya, said the Ran, that you're not the osir, but rather the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the osir. The original endowed kedusha that you endowed is paka, and now there's a new osir, a mamash gantz lomdus that happens la'achar zrikas damim when it comes to the korban shlomo, right? So the Ran is saying that same thing applies over here. Okay? You're not the Osir over here. The Raya, the litmus test that you're not the Osir, is that only that things that you now endow the Kedusha, like a Karbon, that's something that's going to be Osir L'chol Ha'olam. Right? Fine. So that's not going to be considered a Dover another. I want to ask the following shot.
What about a case where like any kind of like a Karbon Olam? That'd be like, you're never getting, it's always going to be Asa to you.
Right.
In the end of the day.
The Ran says a classic Dover another is Asa to everyone. That is a Dover another. That's what he's saying. So what about the following Shaila? I want to ask you the following Shaila. Let's say I have a Karbon. But I didn't create the Isser on the Karbon. What does that mean? It means Hektish was kaina the karbon through their kinyanim. We're going to learn later on in the Gemara Nedarim through a kinyan dalet amis, whatever. Hektish could be kaina, let's say with a chatzer, right? I was never makdish bepeh, this item. I didn't endow it with kedusha on my own.
So nobody did.
But now hektish now is kaina, so memela it becomes aser. Maybe. Okay, let's assume that it becomes aser. That itself might be a Machlik is the Ramban and Taisus in Babasar. But let's assume that there's now going to be an Isser. So I want to know, halacha l'maisa, can I be matfis on such a carbon? Can I be matfis on such a carbon? Is the reason, according to the Ran, that I'm allowed to say, hare zeh, kakarbon zeh, because a carbon I created the Kedusha? And when I create a Kedusha, that's considered the definition of a Dover another? Or, give me one second, no. Or do you say that, right? So that Memela, when I didn't create that Kedusha, even in the Parsha of Karbonos, maybe it's not Mutfusival. Maybe there's no Atfusival. Maybe the Ran says that's what Dover another means. So there's a group of Achronim that understand like that. That according to the Ran, if you didn't create the Kedusha, that's not a Dover another. And even in the Parsha of Korbanos, there's going to be limitations. If you didn't create the Isser, klapi the carbon, and it was just a byproduct of a kinyan. Or do you say, yeah, no, what would you want to say?
Isn't that a Gemara in Megillah was talking about lafukei the bechor? Like that's like being, isn't the bechor being like...
We have to get, that's Mirzachem going to be hopefully next, if I get there, we're going to be next. It's not exactly clear what's happening with the bechor. But yeah, the bechor lechora has kedusha, and now what? And now you're saying you're not adding anything?
Well, that's the question there.
Right. So that's the Gemara says you are adding something. Mitzvah lakdisha.
Here there's a more of a kinyan going on. It's not just
right. In my case, there's no isser. I didn't create the isser at all.
Okay.
It's a good point what you're saying. There would be an isser without what I had, but there is something that's being added. Maybe we have to analyze when we get to them. That Gemara is very linked to what we're going to discuss today. But this is a fascinating shiloh. Do you say that if I didn't create the Isser, then even in the world of Hektish, maybe it wouldn't be a Dover another? Or do you say that, no, Avada, that's a Dover another? Why? Because the din of Korban in general lends itself to be a Dover another. What should this Lechorah be tali on? The Ran in Shavuos, what Hatfasa is. Is Hatfasa, the way the Ran explains it in Shavuos, he says the actual suffix of the Gemara, in my opinion, is the most fascinating pshat in the Gemara of all the presentations that we presented, the three pshatim. I think the Ran in Shavuos is phenomenal. So yesodistic to Hatfasa. Is it zekazeh, and it's like mamish, an electric transfer? Or do you say, no, bikaro kamatfis means, I'm speaking about the Shem Hadover. I'm speaking about this parsha. So Mamela also when it comes to Karbonis, I'm speaking about a Karbon, which what? Lends itself to something that I could create, and therefore it could be a Dover another. Nafkamina, this Nafkamina. What happens if you have a Karbon that you technically in this situation didn't endow the Kedusha, but now it has Kedusha? Would it be mutfusable or would it not be mutfusable?
It has Kedusha because of Adam. It has Kedusha because of Hektish exists.
But I didn't create the Isser. I didn't create the Isser. Which is also phenomenal. Just as an aside, Rabbi, say, forget the Lumdus. According to the Ram, the classic Isurim, when I am Makdish HaKarbon, is not the Rabbanish. It's me. It's Machmas my Neder. It's Machmas my Neder. So that is just a fascinating idea when you're analyzing this whole concept. Fine. But if you see the other Rishonim did not go in the root of the Ran for this explanation. Let's see the Taisus and let's see the Rush. So if let's stump to the Taisus, because Joe said Taisus. Kechalas ashenu k'chumasa mutter. Shem deloy havedavar anod, the last line. Vim taimar v'alo klushas ha-truma chala yidei dibur v'afrosha v'im kein ha-vidavar anoder. What do you mean? When a person's mafresh truma, he designates the piece, so that is a davar anoder. Yishlamar mikom wakom ena isa sheba truma ba'a yidei afrosha shari koidim l'chein nami haya osir mishum tevel da afroshas truma eno kiyim lahat. What in the world did Tosis just say? Yeah, what do you want to say, Adam?
And it was never, you never... If it was Asir in the beginning, it's Asir to the end, whether it was Tevel or whether it's Truma, it's always Asir to the end.
It's Asir to you. But what's
Asir to you? It's not like.
But now I'm making an Isser of Truma.
But in the end of the day, it's always Asir to you. You didn't change it because I lost for yourself.
What do you mean? I added an Isser of Truma. Achiyu Misav De Shemai.
You're already Asir and Tevel.
So what? But now I endowed this with Kedushas Truma, which now has other Yisur.
Everything else. So there, just hidden inside Isa.
Whoa! You hear what Benji just said?
No.
Benji just said a massive chiddush. But the emes it's mashman Rashi and Yavamas Peivav and Mudal. Benji said what Tosis is saying is that, and this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Yavamas. That Rashi says, you know why Tevel is Aser? Because there's Truma, Psichabe, in the Truma, in the Tevel. Meaning in the stage prior to Truma, says Rashi, and Yevamos Pei Vavman Aleph, it's kedai to look up, this essay, Rav Yosef Engel, in Asvin D'Arais, in Simon, in Klal Beis, he makes this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos famous, and he has other suggestions where he thinks that this is possibly Machlokes Tanoim, Amaroim, Mamish Encyclopedia. What?
Is that the picture you sent?
No, I sent something for Rav Schechter. But also encyclopedic knowledge. But, you know, but in Asvin D'Arais Klal Beis, I'll try to send it afterwards. He says this idea, he highlights it from Rashi and Yevamos Pei Vav. Yeah, Rashi and Yevamos Pei Vav is talking about the Isurim of Truma and the Heter of Maisarish and Lazarim. But the Rashi writes, it says there that the reason why Tevel is also because Truma Psichove, because there's Truma inside of it. So Benji says that's exactly what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is saying this Isser existed. You're not creating this Isser. What we thought is, you are creating this Isser, right? I'll get back to what you suggested, Adam. Because you're not saying the same thing as Benji. But you, what you thought that you're creating the sisters of Benji, no, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the sisters. This always existed from the time that this became, this was Megadol Shlish, and this now is carried the Isser of Tevel on it. So the problem is, Tosfos there in Yevamos, as a bomb kash and Rashi. Tosfos in Yevamos on Pei Vav Min Aleph says, oh really, Rashi, really? So why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? Great Kasha. So therefore he blows Rashi out of the water and he says Rashi's wrong. And he says, Elamai happens to be, it's true. Tevel has Misa B'Dishamah. I just had a Shiloh. Lenny Goldsmith just asked me a few days ago, can you burn Tevel? Is the same dinim that apply, he asked me, is Tevel Mutter Bahano? Is Tevel Mutter Bahano? So there's a Tosfos in Shabbos that discusses this. The same Isurim, really, Truma is Mutter Ba'anah, Tevel is Mutter Ba'anah. It's Aser Ba'anah Shal Kiyu. That's a sugya in the second parak of Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, there are common denominators between Tevel and Truma. There are similarities. And it happens to be that they have the same punishment. They happen to be both Aser Ba'anah Shal Kiyu. But that doesn't mean they're the same Isur. What? A Kohen can have Chaz of a Shok. You sure he can? The reason why he can't? Because he's a Ganeth. But he did not eat Machalos Asuris. Chaz of a Shok doesn't carry an Isser Tevel. Chaz of a Shok has no Isser on the Behemoth. Chaz of a Shok is that now what? You're a Ganeth. I wanted to give it to another Kohen. Why are you taking it? So I can take you to the Bezdin, to a Din Tyrant, Dine Mamanis. But he didn't violate any Isser. So, the emes is, I think Benji's right. I think it's mashma like Benji. That what Tosfos sounds like, if you just take him from the scope of the Nedarim, Tosfos sounds like he's saying something gevaldic. That what? Like Rashi and Yevamos, that no, the nature of Isser Tevel is taka linked to the Truma, and it's because the Truma existed, and all a person is doing is being mevarer that Truma, but that is what was carrying, and that's why they both have Misa B'Dei Shamayim. But, you know, I'm not coming from the vantage point of like Tosfos with Tosfos. Like, that doesn't bother me. It never did bother me. There were different Balei Tosfos and different Masechtas. Like, if it works out, if not, you know, it depends on what Shtickle Torah you want to say. You know, like, however, whatever direction you want to go in, like, but it's a big Chiddush. And the whole Rashi, even to understand what the Rashi meant. So, the Shaila is it Mukhruch that that's what Tosfos is saying? Although, if all I had was this Tosfos, I would think that that's what he's saying. I'm asking to you, and I definitely think that a makom that's ra'i to read is this Asvan D'Oraisa in terms of the nature of Isser Tevel and the connection to Truma. But is there another option? So Adam was saying something a little different. So say again what you were saying, Adam.
It was already Asser in the first place.
So what Adam is saying, everybody say, Nir Lafi Anias Daiti, what Adam is saying is totally on a major Machlokes Rishonim that we learned last week between Rashi and Tosfos in Shavuos on Daf Chof. Can I be Matfis in a Neder something that I already had in Issa D'Oraisa? Right? Machne Ephraim raises the Shaila and he thinks that it's totally on the Gersolos that we learned based on the Sugya by the Kamashmalan with Vina Sakum, is it only by Inisa Derabanan or even by Inisa Deraisa, depending on how your Gerus and that Gemara and Shavuos, which was the Shaila with Vina Sakum and Cholavakum and all the Derabanans, and that's what we spoke about last week. So we had a major Machlokas Rishonim about if something was already Usur, right? Can a neder be chalanin? And that's what all the Rishonim ask. What do you mean? Rashi says, of course a neder could be chalanin. Nidarim are chalim al bar mitzvah, the Gemara says later on. Isser never stops nidarim. So that's what Taisa says. No, maybe Sheva al Taisa, Kumbese. Maybe you misunderstood the whole Gemara in the second parak that nidarim are chalim al bar mitzvah. Maybe it was only to stop, to not be proactive in a mitzvah. But if you have an isser, ain't isser chalal isser, right? That was the Taisa from last week. So what are the Rishonim debating? Whether or not if there's something that already has an Isser, so would an Isser, would a Neder be able to be Chalanin, and would that be a problem as well? So it could be that that's what Taisus is saying, and then he's taking a Tzad in really the Taisus a few lines earlier, which was going through that, those are the 2 days that we had in that Taisus. So is there another suggestion? So Rabbi, I'd like to suggest to you a Mahalach of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. But it's a very geshmak mahalach because he answers the Rashash and Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. If you turn to the Rashash has a bam kasha. So really? It's not a dover another because the Yisr Tevel already existed and now it's just going to be truma from the Yisr Tevel? Again, depending on how you learn it, like Adam or like Benji, frek the Rashash, that's a pella, and Rabbi Kiva Eger has the same kasha. Hadalei mikrei davar another ayin varan v'rosh v'taisis dirumas l'kachalas aron v'altam arosh v'taisis, he groups them together kashali da kamalam v'perakamad chumas dim tarim midavar she lo nigmar malachto, right? Chumas a truma. What's the din? The din is that you need gmar malacha to be chayiv in the nisr tevel. Gmar malacha means what? You need to pile it up into a kri, right? There's certain tanoim, there's certain halachas. Not everything that grows, you're automatically over in Isser Tevel. Adarabah. Achilas arai, technically. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael the last time, we were by some friend of the family, whatever is on by Mishkan Shiloh. Very kedai to go. If you could take your kids to Mishkan Shiloh, it's mamish. It's a great experience. A lot of gevaldic experiences in Eretz Yisrael to be mechanech and to mamish bring things to life. Kedai, if you can. But so he invited us in, and we were doing all these. I was doing hafrashas truma with the kids and teaching them all the dinim. And then he said, "Take." And I said, "Oh, okay." I had no idea what's achilas arai. You know, like what's the shear. Like how many grapes, you know, like, and to find out exactly what the shear. I'm not messing with an isser, you know, just to like take a fruit, like you know, that's not even geshmak, you know. Like, so lemaisa, the din is that achilas tevel, a tevel you don't until it has mamish certain level stages of chiyuv of gmar malacha and riyas pnei abayis, so it's not going to be the isser tevel. But the Mishnah tells us in Trumas you still can. Even though it's not tevel, you still can create a chalos truma before what? Before gmar malacha. Frechter Rashash, frechter of Kiva Eger. That's against Taisus. That only makes sense according to the Ran. That shouldn't be a dover on other. So what? Taisus is going to say you're right. It wasn't talking about that case. It says any truma kechalos aron kuchumaso, right? So again, by the way. If you learn like that other tzad of the Ran in Hadfasa, it's also not a kasha, right? Because there is a truma out there that's going to be a davar aser. He's asking the opposite. He's saying, since you have certain cases that should be a davar another, let it be a davar another, that it should be chal, right? So I'm just saying that if I was being matvis on this item that wasn't like that, so then the Hadfasa doesn't work, right? There is a kechalas aron and kuchumaso. The fact that there is one place that it's going to be without tevel, right? That's not necessarily going to help. It depends how you learn how to fuss. But that's his kasha.
Wait, I'm sorry. When is it without tevel? When is it?
Even before the Yisr Tevel, it's truma. You weren't mechuyev to be mafresh yet, But you can make a chalos truma before you piled up the fruits. So, so he's asking, but then that's against what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying the reason why it's not a davar another is because there wasn't an iser in the tevel. So what are you going to answer, ask the Rashash? What are you going to answer in a situation where there was no iser tevel and the truma could still be chal? So why can't you say that what? That it should be a davar another in those situations, right? In those situations. That's the kash of the Rashash. So Rav Shmuel says, perhaps you could suggest a different mahalach in this entire tesis. It's not based on a fundamental yisoid legabe the yisr tevel. It's not taking sides in whether or not something is us already. You could have a neder, because that's also machlokas rishonim, like we saw last week. But perhaps a davar hanoder. And by the way, that approach that you said about it already being usr, that's Rav Yosef Engel's other tzad. I've had to explain these rishonim, so he brings that up in this thesis. But perhaps you could say a different yisod. When you have an item, and I'm obligated, and the item is calling out for a din, prior, forgetting sur, prior to me being endowing whatever kedusha I'm endowing it, so the memela, that itself, is mechus to the davar another. Because the item itself called for those halachas. Because
it requires you to do something.
Because it requires you to do from its own halachic independent reality. That is not a full-fledged davar hanoder. So comes along Rav Shmuel and he says, that's pshat over here as well. Not because of the nature of the Isser Tevel. But, and even says Rav Shmuel, it's very gishmaki sod to clap this clash of Kiva Eger. I don't care whether or not there's mamish and Isser Tevel right now or not. Lamaisa, even in the case where it's before putting everything in the crops, and the Isser Tevel doesn't apply yet. The reason the Truma exists is Kisha Liyitbo, this is what the Truma is going to help with. There is a calling on this item that's going to be futuristic, that applies to this the item that you're talking about. You're right, technically you don't have the Isser Tevel set in right now. But this Hafrasha is relevant for when there's going to be an Isser Tevel that's going to be Chal. So you beat the system, right. So you chat the Truma before the Isser Tevel. Tesis wasn't saying a Yesod that Truma is an outgrowth of Tevel like we were saying before. No, Tesis is saying this is not a total independent voluntary halachic status that you're creating. This is something that was a calling from it, from what the halachas, the Rabbeinu Shalom, put into this item, and therefore that's mechusser in the davar another. So Memeli says that's the answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha as well. It's not because the Isser Tevel exists and therefore it's matching Lagavi the Isser Truma. It means it's just now you're not endowing it with something that's totally from your independent endowment that didn't exist already prior in this cheft. No, I think Benji was saying that it's specifically the nature of the Isser Tevel. That tevel means truma. Benji was saying something very global, very gishmak, very global though. That the reason why tevel is usser is because I could point to the truma inside.
This is more generally saying.
This is just a definition of davar another, and therefore it doesn't need the Isser Tevel to exist to answer Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. Or Reb Kiva Eger's kasha would still be a kasha if he. Let's see, Benji.
He's saying it's independent of the tevel, there's always going to be the truma talking.
Right.
What do you say? What are you saying now?
If you have a cheftza that's calling for a halacha prior to your endowment, so mamela, that's not a davar another. If there are demon that already are calling for certain halachas without your hisnadvus and without your neder and your endowment of kedusha, so mamila, that's not a davar another. It's because of the halachas that relate to this item before you came into the picture. The problem, Rav Shmuel writes, Echad min ha-Talmidim asked him, and I think the Talmud is asked the Ban Kasha. I didn't really like how, I mean, not for me to say, but like it seemed like as one of those kashas, I was like, whoa, this is mama shaked up the island. Everybody said, come on, think about the kasha.
What about the next?
What about
Lachmei
Toida?
If somebody,
what about Bechor? what Noah brought up before. So one of the Talmidim asked Reb Shmuel, what about Bechor? Bechor, what does the Gemara say, Rabbi say? Bechor is Kaddish Me'eluf.
Yeah.
Which means by definition what? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam set up that this item coming out of its mother is what? Is Kaddish without you. It's like the Dinei HaChefza, that happy Yisr Tevel, without you, that's already calling for it. And what does the Gemara say according to one man, the Amr, right? That what? It's a davar another. Why? Because Afal Pisha Kaddish Me'eluf Mitzvah Lakdishul. So we don't know what that means. We're going to have to get back to what that Gemara means and how that works and what the relevance of that is. There's a lot of lumdus to talk about there. But what do we know? We know just the Pashup Shat. We know that this item has independent Kedusha. And when you're coming up to it, what? You're now endowing it with an additional Kedusha. And that's going to be still considered a davar another. That's a bomb kasha. That's a bomb kasha on this yisod to say that anything that already was calling for these halachas prior to you, that's not going to be a davar another. That's a bomb kasha. That's why one of the other approaches, again, one of the other approaches in Taisis, you have to figure out what he's saying in terms of the Yisr Tevel or in terms of the whether or not Darim can't be chal if there was already a pre-existing Yisr.
Does he answer the kasha?
What?
Does he answer the kasha before?
He does. I didn't really. I'll, to be honest, I didn't. I wasn't excited about the teretz, so I don't remember the teretz. I thought the kasha was such a great kasha that he said a new pshat in the Gemara of Mikoyach this kasha of what it means mitzvah lakdisho, that we have to change around what it meant, and I thought that it's just the pashtus is one of these. One of these other pshatim. So I would like to actually suggest, we're running out of time, but there is a tremendous yisoid from Rav Agartzash, Rabbeinu, Rav Shechter Shlita, in Simen Ches. I happen to have an article about this also in the Kol Tzvi and Bava Basra online, on the din of, when we learned Bava Basra in the Kol Elyon, so I wrote up a shtickle on this. And the din of Matana Shalor Hurma Kamisha Hurma Yadana. The Gemara has a machlekes, a running machlekes throughout Shas. It's not the same exact thing as this machlekes Rashi and Taisis. It's similar, but not the same thing. The Rashi and Taisis that we brought up in Yevamos Pei Vav talked about the din of like a time of dekra type issue. What is the nature of Isser Tevel? Like, where does it come from, and why is it? And Rashi says this, Gevaldik Ishtekol Taira, which Taisus really has a hard time accepting because of his kasha that we presented. But there is a machlaikas in the books, Rabosai, throughout Gemara's Kiddushin, Bava Basra, Makis, the Rishonim discuss in many different areas. For a coin, when you have Matana Shalor Hormu, you have Trumas and Maestras that yet were not separated from the Kri. So Avada, this is an Isser Tevel. There's no question. You violate the Isser Tevel if someone eats from this, who's a not, right? And even a Kohen, fine. But in terms of certain dinim, do we say Matono Shalo Hormu, Kimisha Hormu Damya, or Lav Kimisha Hormu Damya? That's a running debate of Tanoim in Shas. What are the Nafkaminas? The Gemara brings it up, Legabe Yerusha, you know, in terms of a
book. Why would it be commissioned her by Gamma?
Why would
it be commissioned?
Because inevitably this money is going to be given to the Kohen. Yeah, at some point, once you separate it. So now we could also view that the Trumas and Maestas exists already. So there's a lot of different nafkaminas that are brought up in Shas. If a kohen marries a woman with the trumas, the matana shalor hormu, there is that, do we view it already considered his? That now he was mekadesh anisha legave pishnayim for a bchor, that you can only be meirish to your son, the oldest son, if it's something that you already hold and you already own. But if it's something that's just roi to you, that someone owes you money, if it's roi v'lov muksak, I don't actually have that money within my possession, so then the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim, get the double portion. So is that considered Pishnayim or not? This is a running Machlokes Rishonim, and I'm not really doing the Sugya justice, because we don't have, we're pressured for time, and therefore I actually recommend you to read through the Shtickle and see all the different sugyas that really affect and the different approaches to this. So just as a synopsis, but what Rabbi Shechter proves is that there seems to be a running machlokes rishonim. How to define that tzad of matanos shelo hurmu kamisha hurmidan? That you really have truma and certain dinim of truma even prior to the harama kamisha hurmidan. Even prior to the truma, to the separation and to the giving. And the Rambam paskins matanos shelo hurmu kamisha hurmidan. Okay? Yet the Rambam, the way Rav Shechter presents it, seems to have a different approach to the Balei HaTosfos and other Rishonim on this very question. Namely the following. Is it the pshat, the way I was presenting, that we can visualize the actual fruits and pretend that there are actually fruits of Truma that already are existing? Kemisha Hurmu, Klape the Kayin, Klape the people that are ultimately going to get this, we can already view those fruits. And Ad Kedei Kach, says Rav Shechter, that some Rishonim want to know, why can't an Esrog Shel Tevel be considered Shelachem for a Kohen because he already has the Truma in the Tevel Shebo? That some Rishonim ask that Kasha, and they work hard on that Kasha, the Ramban in Sukkah, Tosis in Sukkah ask that Kasha. But he proves that the Rambam, in many, many different sugyas, from many Kashas on the Rambam, does not hold that that's pshat matanos shelo hurmu kamisha hurmidan. It's not that you see the fruits already because in that prior state it's inevitable that the fruits are going to come out, but rather there are certain dinim that are chal on the kri, on the tevel, that now it is we're now going to pater it in the future when you're going to be mafresh, because we can already have certain chalois dinim that are pater it, but not because the actual fruits are there. Lamasha. The Rambam would never have asked the Kasha that this should be a kiyum of lachem, because it's not like they already have a chelek and we're saying, oh, it's as if the fruits are there and it was given to the Kohen. No! It just means that there's certain pturim, let's say if you bring it into Yerushalayim, in terms of klitus mechitzus, in terms of many different isurim that apply to certain halachos after they're going to be mafresh, we could already set those dinim up even at the Shas Teva. But it's not that we visualize the fruits already existing in that stage, and that answers a lot of kashas that you have on Shitas HaRambam. Okay, it would also chap a nafkamina in terms of the following shaila that Rav Shechter. I think I put it on your WhatsApp. If you look at the okay, but Lamaisa, that's the running machlokes that you have in Shlishis Rambam and Tosfos. Okay, how do you approach the sugya of Matanos Shelo Hurmu Kamisha Hurmidan or not? Le'inyan Neinu, why am I bringing this up? So Rav Shechter says that he thinks this is pshat in the Rambam in our sugya. I didn't introduce the Rambam. The Rambam has a third pshat. We introduced the Rambam. We introduced the Tosos, and now we're going to introduce the Rambam. Rabotai, the Rambam says a totally different reason why Chalas Truma is not considered a Davar Anodah. And it's Perek Aleph of Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Yud Aleph. HaOmer Peres Elu Arei Chalas Arano Ketrumaso Arei Elu Mutarin She'ein Sham Derech Lahavi Elu B'Neder U'B'Nedava. What? She'ein sham derech lahavi elu b'neder u'nedav. The Rambam comes up with a new mahalach, nothing to do with Tevel, right? But rather, is it normal for you to volunteer this entity? If this is normal to become in a volunteered entity, right? So then, that's a davar anodah. But if it's not normal for this to become in a voluntary entity, like Truma, it's always menachiyuv, you're always obligated it, so therefore, it's not going to be a Dover Hanad. So Rav Shechter asks, why didn't the Ran say like Tosfos in our sugya? So he says, very simply, he says, perhaps what was driving Tosfos Shita, Rabbi Say, which is a new pshat, That what? That the Matono Shel Ahurma wasn't saying that what the nature of Iser Tevel is. He was saying, based on Matono Shel Ahurma, Kamisha Hurma Damyon, that perhaps we see the fruits already existing in this tree, already at the stage of Iser Tevel before Afrasha, Kamisha Hurma Damyon. So therefore, it's not a Davar Anoder, says Taisus. Like the way Taisus is understanding in many different sugyas about Lachem and all the ways Taisus understands in terms of Yerusha, that the fruits already exist. Kamisha Hurma Damyon already in the Kri. Masha'en came the way Rosh Hechter proves that Shita Sarambam is what? That's not the pshat in Gans Shas of Matana Shalohurmu Kamisha Hurma Damyon. Rather what? It's just that the Tevel, even though they're not fruits of Truma there, the Tevel can receive certain halachos that will eventually patter it in terms of other areas, but you'll never visualize fruits that are ultimately going, that are existing into that Kri right now. So therefore, the Rambam couldn't explain our sugya like Tosos. And says Rosh Hechter, it was all based on that fundamental machlokes of what is Matana Shel Ahurma, Kamisha Hurma Damyon at the stage of Tevel. Can I visualize Peiros Truma already existing? Which in his shtickle might be even an afkamina of how the Kohen will be Yotze, the Din Truma itself. Or does he have to be Mafrish Truma even for himself? And then it's as if he gave it to himself? Or according to the Rambam, no, it's a tour to begin with, right? That's what I was looking for, that piece. This has mamish unbelievable ramifications in terms of the p'tur for a Kohen that doesn't give truma. Does he have to still be mafrish? His own truma, that the Afikayam has a whole discussion about that. Can a Kohen just eat it, or does he have to actually be mafrish and just he's potter to give it to another Kohen because he himself is a Kohen? So that's going to be an afkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos. These fundamental issues of whether or not Matana Shel Ahurma Kamisha Hurma Damyon, is it just a p'tur? Or is it that no, the fruits are existing there and it needs afrasha, but fine. So he says that's the Rambam l'shita, so why the Rambam had to come on to a new reason in our sugya of Eino Bav Neder Ben Adava, because that's nothing to do with the Yisr Tevel, and that wouldn't be a sufficient reason. Rabbi Sai, so that is a fundamental, according to Rav Shechter, this Tosfos, and the Rambam is very fundamental in terms of the nature of Matono Shel Ahurma, Kamisha Hurma Damyon, how you learn the existence of Peiros Truma prior to the actual Hafrasha. But Rabbi said we have a major question on Shitas HaRambam. Because the Gemara, going back to that Gemara right prior to Bchor, the Gemara says that if a person is Mafrish Kechatas Ve'asham, the Gemara says that's a Davar Anoder. That's a davar another. Ein chatus va'asham ba b'neder b'nedava. That's a klal throughout kosher. You're not allowed to be misnadev. You're not allowed to volunteer a chatus or an asham. So who's that a kashan, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam. How does the Rambam stim with the Gemara on Yud Gimel? Great, Rav Shechter has this ganze mahalach in terms of the Rambam's approach to Tevel and Matana Shel Ahurma Kamisha Hurma Damyon, and that's going to be toast on the Rambam l'shitasam based on their approach in Shas, and that's going to affect their analysis in the Darim Daf Yud Beis. But the Rambam doesn't fit with the Gemara on the next plot because Achatas Vashem is not Bob and Eder and Adovah, so it's a great shot, but it falls short in terms of what the Gemara applies to Davar Anoder. The Rambam's great, Tosfos is great, but not the Rambam. So the Rambam answers this question. If you go one halacha behind, the Rambam says, and listen carefully, Hachatas va'asham, af al pi she'ein boin b'nedavar, k'mo she'is bar ben komar, efshir l'noider l'hovi oisa machmas nidro, she'anoider b'nozi mei v'chatas, v'im nitma mei v'asham k'mo she'is bar. What? What did the Rambam just say? Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. He just took the entire sugya of the Shakla V'Tarya from Hatfosa back to the original run that we discussed, this Hakira of what is Hatfosa, Rabbi Yisai, and let's just think about what the Rambam just said. And now to apply it to all the sugyas that we've learned about in Hatfosa. The Rambam says, you want to know why Chatas and Ashram is a neder and is a dover and another? Because there's a Chatas out there that could be a neder and a dover. What is it? A Chatas Shel Nozi. By the way, just as an aside, parenthetically, even though I have absolutely no time. That is very important in terms of the sugyas that we learned in the summer in terms of the nature of the Karbonin Nazir, is it part of the original Neder? Or is it a new parsha that at the Karbonin Nazir is the Torah was Mechayev you? Clearly the Rambam is taking sides in that, but that's a total side point. The Rambam is saying that it not only is he sticking to his guns in terms of what the definition of a davar another is, and he knew that he was having a problem. He knew my kasha and daf yigimel. The Rambam answered this kasha, but listen to what he was forced to do because of this kasha. The Rambam was saying, "I don't need to have it right here. I don't need to be what to be matfis in this specific item, as long as the shame hadavar exists b'neder b'nedavah, that's considered neder. Even this what? This is bichlal not a davar another when I'm talking about this carbon chatas. This is not bob neder b'nedavah. Anyone who's teaching gunshim will tell you that's the basic violation when it comes to a chatas. Doesn't matter because the shame chatas is bob neder b'nedavah. So one sec, yeah.
What's a cult figure with no sar and pickle earlier?
Yeah.
So wasn't the whole thing we said was no sar shalola, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that by no sarshaola we said that it's not matzis, right? Because we connected to that, right?
We said it was.
It was matzis.
We said it was matzis. It wasn't a riot. It wasn't a riot to the kasha. The Gemara wanted to bring a riot. The Gemara was saying. So that was in terms of the hashtag matzis. But Rabbi Yisai, in terms of the hashtag matzis, meikar matzis. Remember what the Ran asks? What's the suffix of the Gemara? That Ran that I keep on quoting. Am I being matzvist to this bedafka item and it's electrically transferring? Or is it to the theoretical shame, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Rambam holding over here? The Rambam holds that this item itself doesn't even have to be a davar another. It's a davar aser. It doesn't qualify. But it carries the shame that a davar another does. That registers. Fascinating approach of the Rambam. Unbelievable. But Rabbi Yisai, it also tells you something else in the world of kachim. Yesh Lachkor. Is there Rav Moshe Brown? I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's mamish one of the Bekiyim and Kodshim in America. He lives in Farakwa. He tries to stay under the radar. I used to daven in his shul. Goyin Olam. And he once raised this shaila to me. The different Korbanei Chatas, Chatas Nozer, Chatas Yeled, Chatas, is there a general Kedusha Chatas that exists? And then, like, we have specified certain situations that are machayev different chatases? Or is there a different kedushas chatas in each one of those situations? Rabbi Yisai, we can bring a raya from this Rambam. The Rambam is connecting all of kedushas chatas, even though that guy might be a nozir and this guy might be a machal Shabbos, but there is a general Yesod HaKedusha in terms of Kedushas Chatas. There is one more Shita in terms of Davar Anot, the Shita of the Ravid and the Shita of the Rashba we can get up to, but Mirtz Hashem, we'll move right there next time to the future Siddur. Shkayach.